Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, you're in the city, Sue, so it's a little different situation because you have your trash that's in the alleys. I used to live in the city. I remember that. I also remember putting things out in my trash, and then about 10 seconds later, this was one of the most amazing things. I think we've talked about that before. I would put something in the dumpster, you know, something that might be usable or reusable.
Yeah, but you don't put it in. You put it by.
To the side.
Yes.
No, right. For something like that, you're right. But even in the circumstances that I was, even if I put something in there, I think a lot of that stuff they would go through. But the point is that you don't have. Well, maybe you do. Have they emptied the dumpsters in the last couple of weeks?
Okay. It's a complete ice rink out there in the alley and in the street.
So our local paper has a story about this, and it caught my attention because I think I have Waste Management Solutions or something, I don't know. We have to pay for the trash pickup. Well, what I know is that last week they did not pick it up. You know, either the trash or recycling. Now, this has happened before, and the last time it happened, it was like a two-week deal. So today is my trash day. Put it out last night. I left my house at about 1 o'clock. It was not picked up. Now, they don't always come first thing in the morning, and maybe they're a little bit behind. But what the story said in the Post, it's not just Waste Management. It's some of these other companies as well. And they include, I guess, Baldwin, Wildwood, Washington, and Franklin County. A lot of different neighborhoods. People are pissed because they're not picking this up. One of the other things that's a problem with this is, like, think about it. If they don't, and it's lucky that it's cold because things don't smell bad as they potentially could be. But if we don't get it picked up this week, then you're looking at basically 3 weeks of trash by next week.
Yeah, it's not good. And in the dumpster situation, we've got multiple families putting stuff in there. It just gets bigger and bigger. It's not a good situation.
No, and what I love about – this is frustrating because I think we're encountering this more and more. You just can't get any kind of level of customer service. So in my mind, I know this is crazy, Sue, but if you can't perform the service that I'm paying you for on a weekly basis, I shouldn't have to pay for that service, right? Mm-hmm. So you think we're going to get discounts?
Of course not.
No, are they going to kick back 25 to whatever it is a month that they charge us? No.
No, and you know what I saw today was a story somewhere that talked about the mail, of course, being the other issue, that St. Louis County residents mailed their checks to the county with their real estate taxes, and then it never got delivered.
So, well, hey, that's pretty convenient,
Now they've got to figure out what to do for that.
So literally the check's in the mail, but they don't know where the check
Correct.
Is. And people are looking at their bank account saying, hey, why didn't that check get cashed?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they're out floating in the Netherlands, or that, the Nether regions.
The hinterlands of the Nether regions.
Thank
right.
you, the hinterlands.
Exactly. There was one other thing that I was going to do here. Oh, because we're going to talk with Jessica in the next hour about the CNN trial. This is not going well for CNN. Actually,
Good.
She's coming up, Jessica Kotescu at 5:07, and she's a Free Beacon reporter. We've had her on before. Nick Fondacaro also works there, and Nick's been doing a great job. I've been watching some of this, and they've been live streaming it every day. But the judge, so what happened was, one of the latest things that happened is, and I think this is all wrapping
Ooh,
up today and go to the jury.
Yeah.
So Zachary Young is the kid that is suing here. This is a $1 billion lawsuit. During the withdrawal from Afghanistan, he had, you know, business that he was doing. He was trying to help people get out of Afghanistan. CNN runs this story that says that he's a black market for profit guy. He's not really trying to help people. And, you know, they have text messages that show that the CNN producers were disparaging him, et cetera. And this happened on a Jake Tapper segment. So last week, there were reports that suggested that CNN's attorney was not connecting with the jury, and also that CNN's upper management was nervous about the possibility for a big payout. Well, so then something else happened. The lead attorney, and it's interesting, the guy's name is David Axelrod, right? It's not the other guy that we always see. He presented a document which he thought was a smoking gun. He said the plaintiff's entire case sitting right there is that after the publications, he couldn't get any work. In other words, it ruined his reputation. Sure. So he starts being very animated, and he points raising the copy of the lawsuit. He thinks he's won the case, I guess, but the problem is that that's not what happened. And he didn't get a job. So it was a complete lie. And the judge found out about this. I don't have time to play the audio.
Wait a minute.
Right now.
Had he created this himself? Are you saying he created this or he'd misconstrued?
It was deemed that he had misled the jury. He says that he didn't, but the judge says it was a blatant misrepresentation of what the legal team was doing, implying that the security clearance, because it was all about a security clearance. It wasn't about a job. In other words, that security clearance was granted. So the lawyer's saying, see, he got a job, but there was no job connected with that. He was just re-upping on the security clearance. So the judge in the courtroom reads a transcript of the comments from last week in which he calls the lawsuit a fraud and insisted Young lied about being even able to earn income in the wake of the CNN report. And the judge says, you called him a liar multiple times. And he said, you owe the plaintiff an apology. I think an apology from you is clearly in order to Mr. Young for the number of times in front of this court and streamed around the world that you called Mr. Young a liar. So, quick question. How in the world is that going to turn out well for CNN? Now, one of the things that's interesting, and we can talk to Jessica about this a little bit later, there was an offer of settlement in this. So I don't know what the number was, but you know, now the other thing that could happen, at least in a case like this, I don't think it'll happen now, is, you know, the CNN attorney could say, oh yeah, let's not let this go to the jury. Let's settle right now. Well, there's going to be some big zeros on the end of that one. We'll see what happens. We'll get an update at 5:07. Sue's News coming up. Also, I want to talk about that new Noah Wyle show called The Pit. Have you seen this?
No.
Set in Pittsburgh, Sue.
Love it.
We're going to talk about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.